بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال خدمت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنين فما قال لي أف قط. Looking further at the lofty character of our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, which Allah Ta'ala himself attests to in verses recited in Surah Noon wal-Qalam, Allah Ta'ala defends Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم that you are not insane as they accuse you to be. For indeed, an insane person can never be of the lofty akhlaq and character. Allah Ta'ala personally testifies that you are very supreme and very lofty character. And for testimony further, they say that when you want to ask the true colors of a person, ask those who are subordinate, those who are under the person. What does Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu an, who had the extreme honor of being in the khidmah, the attendance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years, that he himself says, I was in the khidmah, the attendance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years, and through the barakah of this khidmah and the sohbah, Allah blessed him profusely, abundantly, in his knowledge, in his wealth, as well as in his offspring, the blessings of being in the company of the pious. And he says that for 10 years, between the ages of 10 and 20, we can imagine a youngster, a young child, may have committed many mistakes, but not once did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even utter a statement of displeasure that was two-worded, did not even say, "Uff" to me once in those 10 years. And never once did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimand me that why did you do that? You do this? Why did you not do that in a severe manner? This was the lofty akhlaq and character of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what we try and adopt into our lives. That is the greatest means of bringing people towards Islam, by means of akhlaq and character. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.